I've been searching a long time. Someone exactly like you. I've been traveling all around the world, waiting for you to come through.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. You're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你. My name is Spencer.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny. So, Spencer, it's that time of the year again.
过年是吧？
对 ，So it's Chinese New Year soon. 那你知道我们每一年快过年的时候啊，我们就是单身的朋友 ，So all the single ladies and gentlemen out there,
all the 单身狗。
哎，英语有这个说法吗？
I don't know, lonely bachelor, maybe lowly bachelor. I don't know. I think a lot of times we think of being a bachelor is still kind of a good thing.
对，好像你们觉得，哎，being single is good. It's something worth celebrating, 对吧？
Yeah, exactly. You could do what you want when you want. So 这个说法，单身狗， I don't really think we have that.
但我们今天要说说的就是，其实我觉得就算美国人也会碰到一些催婚的压力，别人都会怎么问你。嗯，其实又说到相亲这个事情，在任何一个文化都存在的，而且在英语里也有非常多有意思的、很实用的说法。今天呢，我们在节目里面都会跟大家分享。So if you're interested in this topic, 就可以到我们的公众号"开言英语"，开放的开，语言的言。回复催婚或者相亲就可以了。
Yeah, that's right.
So first of all, 这个催婚英语里面怎么说呢？
Well, 催婚 is like kind of like pushing someone to get married or encouraging someone to get married. I'm trying to think of like an exact way of putting it.
Pressure someone to get married 可以吗？
Yeah. So all of these things you could really say. Pressure someone to get married, push someone to get married, encourage them to get married.
但你前面用到这三个词，我觉得那个to encourage someone to get married 这个比较 positive， 比较正面，对吧？然后我要鼓励你们结婚，
right.
但是那个就两个 P to push，
push or pressure， yeah， it's kind of like maybe you're not so willing to get married or you don't feel like you're ready， but someone's still like， come on， you should do it， you know， you're not getting any younger。
所以你刚刚说的那句话也是催婚的时候我觉得美国人常会用的就是爸妈妈或者一些亲戚长辈会说啊、you're not getting any younger, 是吧、其实在美国一些催婚啊就会发生在 family gatherings, New Year, 就这样的一些节日是吧、
Yeah, or at least us more open Westerners, us, you know, 比较开放的 more like liberal Westerners. I don't think we push...our kids as much as we would have in the past, but there's definitely more conservative families that are still around that would definitely push their kids to say, oh, you know, you should think about getting married and doing all these things. They'll definitely talk about that during family gatherings.
How would they bring up this issue? 他们会怎么提啊?
They'd probably say, you know, is, you know, 在你, you know, 生活中有什么很特别的人吗? It's like, is there someone special in your life? You know,they would say something like that probably.So what have you been up to lately? Is there anyone special in your life these days?
是算比较还婉转是吧? Not as direct.
No, definitely. Yeah, kind of going around the bush to get an answer, you know, not so direct saying, you know. I mean, some people might say, oh, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a girlfriend? You know, some people might say that, but usually, yeah, so this is one of those things.
除了那个 is there anyone special in your life? 好像还会就是问说 are you seeing anyone?
Yeah, or have you been dating anyone lately?
Have you been dating anyone lately? 因为我最近就到加拿大去过圣诞嘛然后我的 sister-in-law, 我先生的妹妹 she's still single and she's almost 40.Definitely, 你可以看到就是 there is a big elephant in the room. 就一个说法房间里。
Are you trying to say she's fat, Jenny? That's not nice.
没有没有。英语里说 elephant in the room, 就是大家都觉得这个意思是很想问他很想说但是又不敢提。所以有的时候就是他有几个比较 nosy 的 auntie, nosy 就比较八卦的是吧爱管闲事。然后就会说 so, is there anyone special in your life? 什么对就会这样问他。
Yeah.
Generally, it's more like probing rather than directly asking, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we just kind of ask these questions. They're a little more subtle, which are, you know, like they're not very big questions. You know, they might also say something like, oh, you know, whatever happened to, what was that guy's name? John, he seemed like such a nice guy. Are you two still seeing each other? What happened there? And then you know, it might turn into some story and blah, 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 but...
对、
yeah.
诶刚刚这个但有可能很威胁因为有可能 John 已经跟别人结婚了然后你又很尴尬 really awkward
Or, yeah, just asking about somebody that you, it seemed like you were with in the past. It might just bring up, yeah, just might bring up a bad conversation. Like, oh, here we go. They're bringing up John again.
那如果你真的不想谈这个话题，你会觉得这是很隐私的，而且我也不那么想结婚。How would you respond?In a polite way, 就是还是比较
Ooh, really depends, you know, 就是因人而异的我觉得 you know, 你要看 you know, that person's like 性格 their personality, you know, if someone is a bit more lighthearted and has a personality, you know, or not has a personality, sorry, has a sense of humor, they might jokingly say, you know, like, let's say, for example, I say, oh, is there anyone special in your moment, special in your life at the moment? You know, they might say something like,Oh, yeah, you know, there's plenty, but I don't, you know, I can't decide which one's the most special. You know, they might just jokingly play it off and kind of say, oh, I'm just living my life right now, you know. Someone else might just be more direct and say, nah, you know, there's no one special in my life at the moment, but that's okay because I'm doing my own thing. So it really depends.
反正就是不会直接说什么it's none of your business. 就可能他心里会这样想但是也不会直接说出来是吧
Unless they're already mad about something. unless they're already mad, they've already had too many drinks at the dinner. And
就真心话 就说出来。
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, it's none of your business.
哎好。
Yeah, you're always asking me about John.
然后相亲在英语里面有好几种不同的说法而且呢、这个含义我觉得也不太一样从最传统的这个算 matchmaking 吧
Yeah, yeah, usually when I think of 相亲 I think of matchmaking maybe like pairing up but yeah, matchmaking definitely
Match 就是一对儿对吧 matchmaking 就是其实跟中文相亲最 对应的但是它好像就是说是你父母啊什么长辈介绍的更多一点
Mm-mm. Well, yeah, but friends can also be matchmakers, you know.
Ah, 对对对。
You know, there's a lot of girls, I remember when I was younger, girls like to try and match their friends with guys that they knew or something like that. And to have a match isn't just like, you know, 一对, it's not just a couple, but it's actually, you know, two people who really, you know...go together well match they're a fit you know they go together well you could have
年轻人更多的 between friends 他们想要给我的两个朋友介绍他们可能更会这样说、mm. 就是说 try to set someone up with someone
yeah there's that too
对吧
yeah that's the act of matchmaking you know is setting somebody up
当朋友要 set you up 的时候他们通常都会怎么说啊
No, I don't know. They might say like, oh, you know, there's this girl I know and I think you two would really go well together. I'd like to introduce you, you know, to her or something like that.
Or she's super cool. You should really meet her. You guys have a lot in common. 这样
yeah, yeah. Or you two just really remind me of each other. I think you guys should meet, you know, we should get you together.
第一次如果他们介绍的话会是那种 double date 嘛就是比如两对一起或者那介绍的人他要在场
Yeah, 很有可能啊 Or like maybe at like a house party or something like that、
就是比较轰趴反正就比较社交的不会就让你们两个 you know, throw you out in the cold 说你们去见面吧
Yeah, you know what, actually I remember now I'm thinking way back This is way back I mean, I was young I was like 16 or maybe 17 And I remember now Actually, a friend of mine's girlfriend was working at a restaurant and she had a coworker that I think I saw one time and I thought she was cute and I said something. So then my friend's girlfriend like kind of hooked me up with her and that girl and I went out on a date alone, actually. Yeah, I remember now. And actually, it was a horrible date. To quote Trump here, it was a disaster.It was a complete disaster, actually.
但你刚刚用了一个词说he hooked you up with her. 就现在也有很多比如美国的 Tinder 啊这种都算是 hook up services, right? Hook up apps. 就是 people not there looking for a serious relationship. It's more for hookups and flings, 就是。
Yeah, yeah, hookup, you know, we say NSA, no strings attached. It could be like, maybe like a 一夜情, like a one night stand.
你又重口味了打住点到即止。
Well, it's the truth.
That's, 因为我前段时间还在听美国 NPR 的一个广播节目，然后他说很多的年轻人在美国也是 It's really not easy to meet new people. 很多年轻人说大家觉得 Tinder 都是 hook up 啊，什么 NSA, one night stand。但是也有现在 Tinder 慢慢就变成比较主流的年轻人去认识异性朋友的一个方式。Time has changed, right? 时代不同了嘛。
Yeah, I have a friend who has, he's been dating a girl for like over 2 years now, and they met on Tinder.
我知道你在中国去过相亲的 dating shows, 相亲节目。
So I've been on two different shows. About 2 years ago or so, I was on the show. 现在没有这个节目。但是那个节目就是说，也不是百里挑一， it's a different one. It's called 谁能百里挑一。Anyway, those shows are, I mean, they're mostly fake in the sense that like people just go on there just because they kind of want to go on TV and have some fun. I mean, that's why I went on there. I didn't go on there looking for my, you know, 灵魂伴侣. I didn't go on there looking for my
soulmate.
Yeah, no, I didn't go on there looking for my soulmate. I went on there for a good time. That show, 天作之合, I think I was on probably like 8 episodes.
Oh, so you 最后变成一个 popular recurring character, 常出现的角色。
That's the other thing too. I mean, the kind of like the goal is like if you don't, you know, 牵手, if you don't get, you know, like 牵手。
牵手英语怎么说? Get hooked up?
英语怎么说呢?
Get hooked up.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, you grab their hand. We kind of don't have that on dating shows in America.
美国的 dating shows, 就是那个 Bachelor, 我觉得他到现在还是特别红。还有 Bachelorette, 他就是一组人对吧?然后大家就每周就淘汰一个,然后就看最后就是谁能跟这个反正他每次的那个男生或者女生都是条件特别特别好 you know? 英语条件特别好怎么说啊
Well, I mean, if you're talking about that, I mean, you'd probably just say they have money and looks. Yeah, they have it all. Exactly. Right. But do they have personality? That's what's most important, eh, Jenny?
个性啊。
Exactly. Because you can have money and you can have looks, but, you know, you might be kind of an empty, soulless person, from my opinion, anyway.
但两个 empty soulless person 说不定也是 great fit 呀。好了好了，我们最后在结尾的时候这么消极，但是我还是，如果你在面对一些 pressure or encouragement for you to get married or people try to set you up a matchmake for you, 那不知道你会怎么去处理，怎么去回应这些事啊？其实我自己也相亲过两次，然后 I have to say they were both pretty good experiences. Two really nice guys, but we were just not meant for each other. 但就是不合适嘛。至少我那个相亲的经历不是一个 you know, soul crushing experience, 不是一个摧毁我灵魂的经历。
摧毁你灵魂。
好了，那开言呢，我们当然就会一直带给大家跟你现在的生活所经历的这个感情也好，工作也好，各种各样生活体验有关的事，我们用英语来表达，也同时去了解美国人的感想和思维。Well, thank you for listening. 然后如果你想在新年里面用这样一种快乐的心情，很接地气的方法学英语呢，可以到我们的微信公众号成为开言英语的会员，因为我们有更多的课程每天都有更新，点击菜单先免费试用，然后你喜欢的话呢，一键升级，学习一年只要629元。 Well, Spencer, 我知道你经常说自己是一个 hopelessromantic 是吧，你是一个特别浪漫的人，相信爱情，那希望大家反正在新年每一天吧，不管是收获到了爱情还是收获到自己很快乐的生活，都能活得充实快乐。 Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys. Say what exactly I like. The best